Good morning.
Good morning, Sensei.
I'd like to start this morning's talk with a brief vignette, a little story about a father's concerns. This father was sharing with a friend that he was worried about how he was supposed to speak to his 10-month-old daughter. And he was talking about, you know, should he talk baby talk to his daughter? Or should he choose some game to play with her where he could use words that were associated with the game? Or should he just start by giving her directions like saying no or yes, stand up, sit down, and so forth? But at the heart of this was that he told his friend that he was worried about sounding fake. And the friend, surprisingly, responded by saying, well, why don't you just try being silent instead of trying to figure out how to sound? Wow. Sounds good to me. You know, so as I was hearing, you know, as I heard this guy saying this, you know, I was just imagining anyway that this poor guy was tying himself in knots instead of just relaxing and being himself. And it reminded me this advice, you know, about, well, why don't you just try being silent? It reminded me sort of what it feels like to take off a tight pair of shoes. And the reason why it reminded me of this is I had recently gotten into rock climbing and I didn't have the right size shoes. And I didn't really notice it when I was climbing, but man, when I got them, it felt really great to take off those shoes. So there's a famous a pediatrician and psychoanalyst, strange combination. But his name was D.W. Winnicott. He's a famous therapist, particularly as it relates to children, and so I won't get into the theory, but he has a quote which I just recently came across, which is very touching. And he said, it's the mother's function, and I would change it to it's the parent's function, to create an environment in which the child is safe to be nobody. To create an environment in which the child is safe to be nobody. This function is beyond meeting a child's basic needs, you know, shelter, food, and clothing. It's about creating a space for the child to discover themselves, to discover who they are when they are empty of parental expectations, labels, opinions, the parents' dispositions on a particular day, projections. The friend of the father of the 10-month-old girl and the psychoanalyst are talking about creating a container that sponsors self-discovery. Now, have you ever watched a child being nobody? I think we all have. Might not have put it into those words, but frequently, a child becomes nobody when that child is just playing, totally absorbed. They become play itself. Of course, they're not thinking, I am play itself. They're just being children. In the backyard of the house that I live is a trampoline. And kids from the neighborhood come, and one of the things they love to do is fall backwards and then bounce and back up onto their feet. You know, and as they do that, that's being nobody. But it's filled with an incredible amount of joy. In Zen practice, it's both the teacher's function and the community's function to create a space where each of us feels safe to be nobody. A place to find out who we are when we are free of our history, free of our expectations, our projections, labels, and demands. An environment that allows us to feel safe to be nobody is one that allows us to be fully susceptible to each moment. We are given permission to step outside the confines of our family history and outside the confines of cultural constrictions. We are invited both explicitly and implicitly to discover ourselves, not only our psychological selves, but who we are beyond any definition of self altogether. In Zen, we call the experience of being nobody emptiness. And when we have the experience of being nobody, we discover how full and how rich being nobody is. And emptiness is actually full. And to be full, it has to be empty. It's a beautiful paradox. So one of the most important responsibilities as a member of Clear Mountain Zen Center is to help create an environment where each of us can feel free to be nobody, just like coming in and taking off a tight pair of shoes. And after writing this talk, I don't know why it popped into my head, I wrote a haiku in regards to this. Out of sorts all day, taking off my tight shoes, ah, I'm myself again. Thank you.